Jim, you may want to move on to another topic, but I would just say this to the American people. If you believe that we can cut taxes by $5 trillion and add $2 trillion in additional spending that the military is not asking for, $7 trillion, just to give you a sense, over 10 years, that's more than our entire defense budget. And you think that by closing loopholes and deductions for the well-to-do, somehow you will not end up picking up the tab, then Governor Romney's plan may work for you. But I think math, common sense, and our history shows us that's not a recipe for job growth. Look, we've tried this. We've tried both approaches. The approach that Governor Romney's talking about is the same sales pitch that was made in 2001 and 2003. And we ended up with the slowest job growth in 50 years. We ended up moving from surplus to deficits, and it all culminated in the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression. Now, Bill Clinton tried the approach that I'm talking about. We created 23 million new jobs. We went from deficit to surplus, and businesses did very well. So in some ways, we've got some data on which approach is more likely to create jobs and opportunity for Americans. And I believe that the economy works best when middle-class families are getting tax breaks so that they've got some money in their pockets. And those of us who have done extraordinarily well because of this magnificent country that we live in, that we can afford to do a little bit more to make sure we're not blowing up the deficit.
Jim, the president began this segment, so I think I get the last word. So
well,
I'm going to take
it. You're going to get the first word in the next segment.
Well, but he gets the first word of that segment. I get the last word of that segment. I hope. Let me just make this comment. Let me repeat what I said. I'm not in favor of a $5 trillion tax cut. That's not my plan. Okay. My plan is not to put in place any tax cut that will add to the deficit. That's point one. So you may keep referring to it as a $5 trillion tax cut, but that's not my plan.
Okay.
Number two, let's look at history. My plan is not like anything that's been tried before. My plan is to bring down rates, but also bring down deductions and exemptions and credits at the same time so the revenue stays in, but that we bring down rates to get more people working. My priority is putting people back to work in America. They're suffering in this country. And we talk about evidence. Look at the evidence of the last 4 years. It's absolutely extraordinary. We've got 23 million people out of work or stopped looking for work in this country.
All right.
It's just, we've got, when the president took office, 32 million people on food stamps, 47 million on food stamps today. Economic growth this year, slower than last year, and last year slower than the year before. Going forward with the status quo is not going to cut it for the American people who are struggling today.
All right, let's talk. We're still on the economy. This is theoretically now a second segment still on the economy, and specifically on what to do about the federal deficit, the federal debt. And the question, you each have 2 minutes on this, and Governor Romney, you go first because the president went first on segment one. And the question is this: what are the differences between the two of you as to how you would go about tackling the deficit problem in this country?
Well, good. I'm glad you raised that, and it's a critical issue. I think it's not just an economic issue. I think it's a moral issue. I think it's frankly not moral for my generation to keep spending massively more than we take in, knowing those burdens are going to be passed on to the next generation. And they're going to be paying the interest and the principal all their lives. And the amount of debt we're adding at $1 trillion a year is simply not moral. So how do we deal with it? Well, mathematically, there are three ways that you can cut it. A deficit. One, of course, is to raise taxes. The number two is to cut spending. And number three is to grow the economy. Because if more people work in a growing economy, they're paying taxes and you can get the job done that way. The president would prefer raising taxes. I understand. The problem with raising taxes is that it slows down the rate of growth. And you can never quite get the job done. I want to lower spending and encourage economic growth at the same time. What things would I cut from spending? Well, first of all, I will eliminate all programs by this test if they don't pass it. Is the program so critical it's worth borrowing money from China to pay for it? And if not, I'll get rid of it. Obamacare is on my list. I apologize, Mr. President. I use that term with all respect, by the way. Good. Okay, good. So I'll get rid of that. I'm sorry, Jim. I'm going to stop the subsidy to PBS. I'm going to stop other things. I like PBS. I love Big Bird. I actually like you, too. But I'm not going to keep on spending money on things to borrow money from China to pay for it. That's number one. Number two, I'll take programs that are currently good programs, but I think could be run more efficiently at the state level and send them to the state. Number three, I'll make government more efficient. I'm going to cut back the number of employees, combine some agencies and departments. My cutbacks will be done through attrition, by the way. This is the approach we have to take to get America to a balanced budget. The president said he'd cut the deficit in half. Unfortunately, he doubled it. $1 trillion deficits for the last 4 years. The president's put in place as much public debt, almost as much debt held by the public, as all prior presidents combined.
Mr. President, 2 minutes.
When I walked into the Oval Office, I had more than a $1 trillion deficit greeting me. And we know where it came from. Two wars that were paid for on a credit card, two tax cuts that were not paid for, and a whole bunch of programs that were not paid for, and then a massive economic crisis. And despite that, what we've said is, yes, we had to take some initial emergency measures to make sure we didn't slip into a Great Depression. But what we've also said is, let's make sure that we are cutting out those things that are not helping us grow. So 77 government programs, everything from aircrafts that the Air Force had ordered but weren't working very well, 18 government programs for education that were well-intentioned but weren't helping kids learn. We went after medical fraud in Medicare and Medicaid very aggressively, more aggressively than ever before, and have saved tens of billions of dollars, $50 billion of waste taken out of the system. And I worked with Democrats and Republicans to cut $1 trillion out of our discretionary domestic budget. That's the largest cut in the discretionary domestic budget since Dwight Eisenhower. Now, we all know that we've got to do more. And so I put forward a specific $4 trillion deficit reduction plan. It's on a website. You can look at all the numbers, what cuts we make and what revenue we raise. And the way we do it is $2.50 for every cut, we ask for $1 of additional revenue, paid for, as I indicated earlier, by asking those of us who have done very well in this country to contribute a little bit more to reduce the deficit. Governor Romney earlier mentioned the Bowles-Simpson Commission. Well, that's how the commission, bipartisan commission that talked about how we should move forward, suggested we have to do it in a balanced way with some revenue and some spending cuts. And this is a major difference that Governor Romney and I have. Let me just finish this point because you're looking for contrast. When Governor Romney stood on a stage with other Republican candidates for the nomination, and he was asked, would you take $10 of spending cuts for just $1 of revenue? And he said no. Now, if you take such an unbalanced approach, then that means you are going to be gutting our investments in schools and education. It means that Governor Romney talked about Medicaid and how we could send it back to the states, but effectively this means a 30% cut in the primary program we help for seniors who are in nursing homes, for kids who are with disabilities.
Mr. President,
and that is not a right strategy for us to move forward.